I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
248-539-9797, open lines, plus your ticket tax at 97136, and your tweets at DougAndGator971. I will get back to the NFL, the draft, and stuff like that a little bit later in the show. Gator.
Doug?
Big television event on Sunday. Game of Thrones season premiere.
That's right.
What's it been, 2 years?
Something like that. It feels like forever.
It feels like forever. I was going to say like a year and a half or something. Yeah.
How long have you been on board with the show?
Since day one.
Okay.
We're day ones.
You're both day ones?
Yeah, I didn't binge watch it. I watched from day one.
Okay. And this is, what season is this?
Season 7, 8.
Is it the best? Is, in your opinion, is it the best thing on television?
Right now?
Yeah.
It's still pretty great. I don't know if it's as great as it once was. I enjoy it very much.
Okay.
I do enjoy it a lot. And it's, you know, you're building to this moment because you know this is the last season and you want to see what happens. I want to know who's going to win the Game of Thrones.
Okay. I have some Game of Thrones questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Well.
First of all.
Very dramatic.
Do you know anybody that's trying to catch up? Have you noticed all the social media people that are binge watching trying to catch up?
I've seen some on, yes, I've seen a lot of people. Do I know anybody?
I've definitely noticed.
Do I know people personally? Yeah, actually, we all do.
And we all know somebody. Oh, yeah, we do. That's right.
The guy next to you,
behind the glass. Station Doofus, yeah. Evan is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's catching up.
Are you going to make it, Ev? Are you going to catch up before Sunday night?
Not before Sunday, but he's not going to watch Sunday, are you?
No, he's not watching Sunday.
He's got to catch up first.
Do you find these people to be, is this fun to have them included in the group, or are you finding them annoying?
What?
The people trying to catch up that are commenting on what they're seeing.
No, I think it's fine.
Do you?
Yeah.
I find them a bit annoying, but it's not as annoying as the person complaining about it.
That person's annoying.
That person's annoying, because guess what? I didn't ask you to start catching up. I didn't ask you to binge watch, and now you're telling me the show is not that good, or you don't like this about it. Dude. Don't watch then. You don't have to. You're way behind anyways. That person I find annoying.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Question two, Game of Thrones. Are you at all worried that you're going to be let down by the final season?
No. No, I'm not. Because my end goal here isn't what I want to happen. Is basically I just want things to happen like the closure of what's supposed to go down. Like, there's a lot of wagering that goes on because nobody knows who's going to end up, reigning on this whole kingdom. So it doesn't matter to me. Each storyline, like, you can make a case for each one, whether it's Daenerys, who does it, Jon Snow, or whatever, Tyrion, whoever ends up being the man, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it because every scenario is fine.
I'll give you a short answer. No.
You're not worried.
I'm not worried.
The reason I
all.
Ask is because I think I speak for a lot of people, and Gator, you're kind of in this category as well, even though you haven't given up on the series. Eventually, The Walking Dead started letting me down, and I lost it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is the last season, and to this point, Game of Thrones, I mean, there hasn't been a whole lot of letting up on the gas. I don't think it's as great as it once was, but I still think it's great.
Okay. Question three, Game of Thrones. Who's the most annoying Game of Thrones fan? And I say this because of All Too Giddy Negan fan annoyed the crap out of you in The Walking Dead. Is there an annoying Game of Thrones fan?
I haven't run into the annoying fan, but if there was somebody that has, which this kind of annoyed me too about the Walking Dead people as well, is those that read the graphic novels,
right?
Those that have read the books, I guess those people that want to make comparisons,
right? Okay. Kang, you got an annoying Game of Thrones fan?
I haven't run into this person that often, but I've heard about this person, and he hasn't really bothered me too much. I could find him if I was around him a lot to be bothersome, though. And that is one who's watching it every Sunday, but yet complains about it.
Yeah.
I would find that annoying. You know what I mean? Like, hey, like I said, from the other guy who's trying to catch up and complaining about it, just stop watching it. Like,
I don't understand this, but I'm going to watch it next Sunday anyway. Because it's a difficult...
It's hard to follow. There's a lot of storylines.
And even if you watch from day one and are a huge fan, you have to admit there are things that you just don't understand or 100%. Can't get caught up.
All right. Question.
It's a lot to keep in your head from season to season, let alone remembering stuff, remembering stuff that happened in season three and how that's going to affect Sunday. I mean, it's tough to keep that in mind.
Game of Thrones question four. NFL draft, if you had to draft a Game of Thrones character, not a dragon, who would you take for the Lions and what position would they play?
The Mountain.
No, not for me. What position would he play for you, first of all?
Oh, he's playing defense.
Where on defense? Anywhere?
On the defensive line.
The Joker? What are we looking at here?
I'd put the Mountain right in the middle, and he would just...
Play next to Snacks?
Yeah. He'd just take over.
I have a different pick. If I had the number one overall pick, I'm drafting Hodor. Franchise left tackle. Nothing is getting around that man. Okay. He can hold
the door.
You don't need any help. No tight end help from that guy. He'll do it by himself.
Yeah, but even you have to admit,
he can pull if need be.
King, if you got Hodor matched up at left tackle, blocking for Stafford's blind side, and he's lined up across from the Mountain at the rush edge, there's no way Hodor's going
to
stop him.
There is no one more loyal and no one more willing to put his body on the line for his quarterback than Hodor. That guy is a gamer.
By the way, I'm talking zombie Mountain, not...
Yeah, I know. That guy's unstoppable.
That's
but
what
guess
saying.
What? Hodor, left tackle for me. I mean, we can have the people call in.
And where is Hodor today?
I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Do you want to do it?
No, hey, I'm just saying.
Hodor, guess what? Loyalty till the end.
Yeah, well.
Hey, guess what?
But you can't draft them, can you?
Yeah, you can't.
You can't draft any of these people.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? You have to be draft eligible, and technically, Hodor not draft eligible anymore.
Game of Thrones question five. There's a lot of things in Game of Thrones that people don't understand. What is the number one thing you don't get? You're like, what the hell is going on there?
You know what it was for me, Kang, was the when Arya went to the girl has no face or whatever, that whole thing. I didn't understand that whole thing. Who are these people? What the hell? And are they done? I don't know. It was like a little respite of time where they're out there stealing stuff, and to steal stuff, you had to learn the craft of hiding your face. It was just weird. I didn't get it. I'm not sure I get it now. I don't.
The easy answer, Doug, is everything. This story is very hard to follow. This the show, one of the reasons this is so great, but one of the reasons it's hard.
As an outsider, I got to say.
For someone to get onto.
This sounds really weird. Like, you're not following everything, but you love it. It's
difficult to follow.
I'll tell you this. It's easier to follow than Westworld was.
Westworld's messing with us, though. That's
Westworld
why.
Is just
a lot
crazy.
Of, yeah.
It's entertaining, but it's crazy.
I think it's a lot of time travel, as in, like, future, present,
Game of
past.
Thrones, at least, like, when you watch the beginning episode that previously in Game of Thrones, and they'll show you stuff, you're like, oh, okay, I sort of get it, now I get it. I'm good. Westworld, you would see previously on Westworld, and I'm like, I still don't get it, dude. I have to read every Monday after Westworld was on. I would have to read the primer from some website to explain it to me.
Yeah. All right,
Game of Thrones it's complicated, but it's not that complicated.
Final Game of Thrones question. For those of you that don't watch and those that do, outside of this, what's your all-time number one most anticipated TV event? For me, it was what happened with Glenn in the dumpster. And by the way, when they started the next, that was from The Walking Dead. When they started the next season, it took several episodes before they answered that question. Remember?
Yeah, I think. You know, short answer is it's probably Walking Dead, and it's the Negan episode the first episode after.
Had I given up on it by this time?
No, you hadn't given up on it. You watched where the whole Negan shows up.
Oh, with the bat.
Yeah, it was the cliffhanger. Yeah. The one after that is the one.
Okay.
The beginning of next season.
That's a good one. What about you, Kang? Most anticipated TV event other than this?
Probably the finale for Breaking Bad.
All right.
That's my second favorite show of all time, and it did not disappoint. For anyone that was trying to catch up on that, too.
That is six Game of Thrones questions. If you want to answer any of those, text at 97136. They were, are you trying to catch up and are you going to make it? Are you at all worried that you're going to be let down Sunday? Who's the most annoying Game of Thrones fan? NFL draft, if you had to draft a Game of Thrones character, not a dragon, who would you take for the Lions and what position would they play?
Not a dragon.
There's a lot of things going on in Game of Thrones. What is the number one thing you just don't get? And if not this, what is your most anticipated television event prior to this?
Kang, is there someone you want to win the Game of Thrones? Is there someone you're pulling for or no?
Yeah, there is. I'm not going to spoil anything, but yeah, I do have a rooting interest.
Do you?
I do. I'll tell you off the air.
All right, good.
Do you have a rooting interest?
I don't, actually. That's what makes this really intriguing to this season, because I really don't. I'm excited about any possibility.
From Scott, my all-time most anticipated TV event, the finale of the first season of Survivor seemed bigger than life. I was at a funeral viewing, and people were leaving before the prayer so they could get home and watch Survivor.
I remember that. That was huge.
On my way out, I passed the casket, and I whispered, "The tribe has spoken. It's time for you to go."
Oh, jeez.
I didn't really say that.
You know, another one for me when I go back and think of it was, a UFC event. Brock Lesnar's first fight against Frank Mir. His first fight against Frank Mir. I had people at my house. Ken, you may have been at my house.
That was
night.
Me, you, and Wetzel.
Yeah,
right?
Wetzel was there, and I got I was really, really anticipating that fight because I was a huge Brock Lesnar guy, and I wanted to see what he would do.
Your buddy was a huge Brock Lesnar guy too. He was kind of pissing me off a little bit. I was like an anti-Brock guy, and he's like, "Oh, I love Brock Lesnar."
Who's your buddy?
I'm trying to remember.
Grush?
No, it wasn't.
Tag?
It wasn't Grush. It wasn't Tag. Two guys you love that you haven't met.
No.
Although I think you've met Grush.
Was it a Kevin?
It was not a Kevin. Right. No, it may have been a Pete.
All right.
It may have been Pete. You can rub people the wrong way.
People trying to catch up. I watched season 7 again. Went back and watched season 1 again. So many phrases in season 7 are in season 1. From Tony, I'm up to season 6, episode 4. I won't make it by the season premiere Sunday, but I will be caught up by week 2. And a lot of people making draft picks for the Lions. The pick is in. With the 8th pick of the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select the Mountain, nose tackle.
See? Hodor is a great call, though. I got to tell you.
Franchise left tackle, man.
That's a great call.
The pick is in. With the 8th pick of the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Khal Drogo, defensive end. That's from Rysam in Ann Arbor.
Dude, he's like a Devin Bush sideline to sideline guy, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Pretty good.
Somebody questioning the pick of Hodor. Hodor holding the door. Holding sounds like a lot of flags, guys.
That could be.
That's
Kay.
True. It could be. Yeah.
The pick is in. With the 8th pick, the Detroit Lions take the Ice King quarterback. Did you see that spear throw?
He's got accuracy.
Accuracy
He's
and got arm accuracy. Strength.
Yeah.
He can make all the throws.
Yeah, he can. Elusive, too.
The pick is in. With the 8th pick of the Detroit Lions Game of Thrones edition, I'm drafting Jon Snow, quarterback, King of the North. He would bring out the passion in every player in the locker room to fight for them and win every game. That's from Marla in Commerce Township.
He is a natural born leader, Gator.
Is he, though?
But what he lacks in athleticism, when thrown into the fire, he leads men.
You know who I like better as a leader? Rob Stark.
I'm a big fan of Rob Stark.
Most annoying Game of Thrones fan, since I don't watch the show, the worst are the people who are surprised and disappointed that I don't watch and then proceed to lecture me on why I should.
Oh, those people are bad. You don't want to watch it, don't watch it. It's okay. It's not for everybody.
Yeah,
I totally
I'm not
get
forcing
it.
This on
yeah,
anybody,
not everybody no. likes the fantasy stuff.
Nope.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Lee on a cell. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how's it going?
We're good.
All right.
Lee.
I wanted to place my draft pick for the Lions as Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth. Oh, yes. Yes.
What position?
I'm sorry?
What position do you think she would play?
Oh God. Probably defensive end.
I see. Yeah, I would look at either defensive end or tight end.
Okay.
For I could see her being a tight end.
This is now. Help me out here. Don't watch this show.
Yeah.
You want to put her at defensive end or tight end?
Yeah.
Is she just a beast?
She's
I think she's like an Anthony Zettel type, you know?
Oh, okay.
Nonstop motor, you know, you can count on her always.
Yeah,
good size.
But at eight?
Not great size, but good size.
This is a mid-round pick, right?
No, yeah, this is not the eighth overall pick. This is a mid-round pick.
Might be a little stretch at eight, but I like where Lee's head's at.
Yeah, I mean, and worst comes to worst, you can always rip off somebody's ear, so we're good to go.
Well, there's that, and look, she battled
a
bear.
That's going to draw a flag.
She battled an actual grizzly bear with nothing but a wooden spear.
It's true.
Something better than Zettel, maybe Vandenbosch.
Ooh, yeah, ooh.
Right. Vandenbosch, yeah. Then she would be worth a first-round pick.
It was Sue.
Let's go to Kevin and McComb on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to talk about the Game of Thrones, who the Lions should take with their draft pick.
Yes.
I would it'd be Brienne of Tarth.
Okay, where would you put her?
I would put her either at outside linebacker or defensive end, and then also what you said, Gator, a tight end. And for her defense, she has that Ndamukong Suh-like toughness, but the difference is that she's actually loyal. I mean, if you watch TV shows,
she's very loyal.
Very, very loyal character.
Very loyal.
And she'll listen. She'll do what you ask her to do. So, yeah,
very loyal.
Yes.
All right, so Brienne of Tarth. Getting some love. This is like Mach 2.0 or Game of Thrones. She's winning right now.
Kevin had another one there. I wish he had said instead.
Who's that?
I know. I wish he would have said it too.
Who?
He had Grey Worm out there. And if those know who Grey Worm is, the from the Unsullied. He's like the leader of the Unsullied. The former slaves who now works.
Like Daenerys' right-hand man now to like lead her army and stuff.
What position?
Yeah. I'm thinking slot receiver.
Oh, slot receiver? Okay.
He's thinking, you know, like a Amendola Edelman type.
I was thinking more because he's more combative. I was thinking more defensive back, like a corner, lockdown corner.
Okay, here's the question. Would you rather go Grey Worm from Game of Thrones or Deebo Samuel, South Carolina?
I got Grey Worm.
Okay. Yeah, Grey Worm, yeah. I mean, Grey Worm's hard to beat. He's tenacious.
He'd be coming up short on the physical part of the
right. Yeah, he's not gonna look like much.
No,
you know, it's kind of a little bit like, you know, Colton, kind of like Golden Tate. You know, doesn't really look like much, but all he does is get open. Yeah,
and that's why I say slot receiver. I make a lot of guys miss.
Loyalty through the charts with that guy too.
I don't know if this is a typo or you're gonna have to help me because again, I don't watch the show.
Fantastic. What do you got?
But I am hiring Bran as coach because he might be able to warg into opposing players and make them cough up the ball.
Yeah, he's like a Belichick, man.
Yeah,
he can see like the future. Yeah, he's very mind.
Get the
mind
games Raven, with him. You know,
yeah,
the whole
mind
thing.
Games.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
The pick is in. With the eighth pick of the NFL draft, to hell with Hodor or the Mountain. I'm going with 1-1, the Giant at defensive end.
Forgot about that guy. How do we forget about the Giant?
Although, like there'd be some kind of, like, you couldn't draft that guy.
He's very slow, though.
Yeah.
Very slow. Yeah.
Bad 40 time?
Yeah. He makes it 40 time with a stride, but he's just slow to get the legs going, slow to get the arms going. I think if you're looking at a guy like that, it seems like you're just drafting for size rather than skill.
He's basically like a faster John Jansen.
Would you block every kick?
Did you just hear that? What are you doing? He just trolled John Jansen.
I mean, he needed one for the weekend. That's
Evan,
why.
Evan, part of Evan's very existence is to once a week troll John Jansen.
Oh, well, there it is.
The pick is in. This is from Alex and Howell. With the eighth pick, the Detroit Lions take Tyrion Lannister, running back.
Well,
scat back.
Tyrion is like
Darian Sproles size, even smaller, obviously. But
Tyrion the imp, he's a dwarf. I don't think that. I think this is a reach. I think this is a reach at eight.
Oh, it's definitely a reach at eight.
First round running backs. Come on, he's not the first one I would consider running back. Although I like his guile. He's very witty and smart.
Mm-hmm.
But
low center of gravity.
Low center of gravity, without a doubt. But he lacks the physical skills that you need for someone like.
But he's very smart, so I think he'll pick up the pass blocking schemes. Yeah, although he might not physically be able to pass block.
He'd be out week to week with concussions. I mean, this guy gets knocked on the ground so easily, right?
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the first round pick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.